UFOs, are they real or just a smokescreen orchestrated by our government to distract us from shady deals they do? Oh, yeah, this is going to be a good one. Buckle up, folks, because this is going to be a wild ride out of this world, baby. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, no pun intended. Anyway, let's go.
Welcome to Spittin' Fire with Drago 75, the podcast where we turn up the heat on current events and the hottest trends sizzling across social media. We're here to shoot from the hip and tackle the topics that matter. No filters.
No filters.
No apologies.
No apologies.
From breaking news to viral sensations, we're diving deep into the conversations that everyone's buzzing about. So buckle up and get ready for some unfiltered discussions, a bit of adult language, and a whole lot of fire. Let's turn off the AC and get this fire started.
Welcome back for another edition of Spinfire with Drago 75. I am your host, Drago 75. Today we're diving into a topic that's been on everybody's mind and from years to years to your grandmama's years. UFOs, are they real? Or like I said, are they just a smokescreen orchestrated by the government, you know, to distract us from the shady deals they do? You know, this is a crazy topic to talk about, because a lot of people have a lot of opinions about it. So, I mean, let's dive into this and let's start off on the good note, you know, just like the X-Files, they say, the truth is out there. It is. And today, on this episode, we're going to uncover it, no matter how uncomfortable maybe. So let's get started, shall we? You know, let's go. Let's see where it takes us. Now, let me, first of all, like always, address the fucking huge-ass elephant in the room. You know, the undeniable evidence that UFOs exist, okay? They do. I mean, people say they've seen it. There's eyewitnesses. There's accounts of photo military. There's military personnel. There's government officials say they've encountered mysterious objects in the sky. Really? I mean, is it credible nowadays? I mean, back then, I probably would have believed it. Well, before then, we knew about our government having all these great little toys that they play with now, right? Some of the toys that we now, to this day, we use for ourselves, as far as cell phones, as far as drones, as far as internet, you know, it's always been a weather balloon. That's what we accounted out there. It's a giant weather balloon with the molecular chemicals that blow through the sky that make it look like an object, unidentified object in the air. So those of us won't think, it's something different. It's not UFOs. So many years have been covered, years and years, to keep the public eye away from that. But I mean, don't forget all the countless. What about the videos, Drago? Well, there's so many videos, yeah. And I mean, let's not forget about those countless videos. You know, the photographs that have surfaced over the years. I mean, some of them are kind of grainy and blurry images, you know. We're talking about clear, high-quality footage that's been analyzed and verified by experts, you know. Honestly, we have stories. We have relatives that, oh, yeah, man, I seen it. I was driving down the side of this road, an open plain road, and this giant ball of light just came down and hovered over the car and just took off into the distance. I mean, honestly, I mean, all the stuff that we've seen on TV, all the people that we've heard speak about unidentified flying objects, I mean, What's your most convincing piece of UFO evidence that you've seen? Do you have one? I mean, someone has to have something. Someone always has that tall tale about UFOs and being abducted and all that good stuff. It's the truth. Everybody has that one uncle that was taken by UFOs. Yeah. Or at one point, you know, I have stories also of my brother being playing football with his friends, and all of a sudden this beam of light came down on him for a couple of seconds, and they all stared at him, that he was just standing still for a good 2 minutes, 3 minutes, tops. he wouldn't move. Ain't that weird? And that's something that was seen, you know? I mean, but seriously, what's the most convincing evidence that you, piece of UFO evidence that you've seen? Honestly. Write it down in the comments in the bottom of the spot. If you're watching this on Spotify, write it down. Or if you want to email me at sf.dragon75@gmail.com. That's sfsamfrank.dragon75@gmail.com. We'd love to hear you, your point and search side of the story. But anyways, okay, let's really dive into this. The government covering it up and everything for so many years. You know, okay, we established that UFOs are real, okay? But here's the kicker. The government has known, mind you, has known this for decades, and they've covered it up the whole time. Think about it. How many times have we heard the classic, oh, swamp gas or the weather balloon? Like I explained earlier, excuses when it comes over these sightings. You know, it's a weather balloon or swamp gases that shoot out a stream of light, makes it look like objects of flying objects above us. And we, you know, we've discussed this, you know, but it is anomaly that we see in our human life. That is the worst cover-up of somebody trying to tell you something. I've heard dandies, I've heard biggies, I've heard so many different other areas that talk about this, you know. It's crazy. Government secrecy. They're secrets. Declassified documents. Is there UFOs out there? I mean, literally, wouldn't you think they'd make contact by now? And it's time to call how can I put this? It's called a spade a spade, folks. The government is hiding something, and they don't want us to know the truth. They're using UFO sightings as a smoke screen to distract us from real agendas. I mean, what do you think? I mean, do you think the government is trying to hide something? You know, are they trying to smoke screen us from something else that's happening bigger in the world? Yeah, I mean, it's like a young baby, you know, you're crying and crying. They want something so bad, and the parent usually gives them a toy. It's a distraction, right? It's a smoke screen. It's the truth. Isn't it? I mean, think about it. It is the damn truth. Conspiracy theories. Things that we shouldn't know about. Things the government has been covering up for years and years and years. And we know nothing about it. But there's a lot of whistleblowers. There's a lot of whistleblowers that come into the fact to say, you know what? It's we're done of hiding this. We're done of, you know, trying to hide behind closed doors, not saying anything. Classified pictures, you know, the forms that come up with the black ink covering a bunch of sentences, and all you get is was seen in the air, blah 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 blah. It's blanked out, and it goes a flying object. What the fuck? Why don't you want us to know? What is it that you, and you know, talking about this, it scares me in a way because I know people are listening. Those are UFO that follow UFOs or believe they've been abducted. There's that you can't. You don't have. I live in the RGV, South Texas. There's a place in Westaco, Texas, in the corner of a Walmart. If you've not seen it, if you've never seen it, you live in the life zone, you don't know about it. There's a family that owns a corner lot on Texas Boulevard in Westaco, Texas. They believe the UFOs will pick them up and take them to a new world. When the whole aspect of this world goes to shit, which is coming kind of close. I mean, really? Now, I mean, what's the agenda? What's the agenda of these aliens? The alien agenda? What is it that they're planning? What is it that they're trying to try to get us
to see them made them want to come down and visit us. You know? Now, let's really dive down into the juicy part of this whole UFO saga. You know, the alien agenda. They think about it. I mean, just really think about it. If this object or these objects that Indiva of extraterrestrial origin, the way they want to say, what are they doing here? Are they studying us? I mean, if I was going to another planet, I would study. Crazy. See, and you know, and here's a big aspect of it. They've seen what we do to each other. The murdering, the hostility. The most dangerous creature on the planet Earth is a human being. Honestly, it is. We're the most dangerous. Why? Because we uncover things we shouldn't uncover. We explore dominance among other people. Wealth is a big thing too. Have you seen a scientist when they discover something? Say like there's this new animal that has, let's give an odd number, 7 legs. You know, it crawls around, it breathes air, it eats veggie plants. It's a vegetarian, eats nothing but plants. They find this animal, and what's the first thing they do? They study it. They look at it. Then all of a sudden they say, let's get it and let's open it up and see how it works. Really? Is that what these aliens want to do to us? They want to open, I'm pretty sure they have a far more advanced machines than what we have that'll shoot probably like some sort of X-ray or something, a beam of light that just studies us from afar. We don't even fucking know it. You know? See, I'm really digging into the rabbit hole here. You know? Are they planning an invasion? Did they plan to come in and take over our world? With all their high caliber weapons that they have, supposedly, what we've read in stories, we've read in storybooks, we've seen in movies. Do we honestly think they're here to invade us? Kind of makes you think a little bit. Are they invading? Yeah, of course they're invaders. They want to take over our world. Blah, blah. We are a race of humans that are afraid to try something new. And the great expression, if it ain't broke, why fix it? Right? If it ain't broke, why fix it? If it's not hurting anybody, if it's not doing anything, why mess with it? Yeah. I wish it was that easy. I wish we can go back and talk like that, but no. We want an answer. We want a definite answer. We want it now. We didn't want it yesterday. We didn't want it 2 minutes ago. We want it, or 10 seconds ago. We want it right now. What's going on? Are they going to invade us? Or are they trying to make contact with us? Alien theories, man. And their impacts, you know, it's great. We can't, I mean, maybe we can't think like them. I mean, put yourself in a situation. You're in a different planet. You're seeing all these weird beings walking around. As a human, you would want to know, is it safe, first of all? Is it safe to roam around them? Is it safe to communicate with them? Now you're in your aircraft and you see what they're doing to each other. Murdering each other in the street. Hostility. Drilling into the planet. Taking all their ores, their resources. Murdering animals. Wow. It's in our nature, isn't it? We need those vitamins. We need protein. I mean, that's the reason why the 4 major food groups, right? We were taught this in school. We were taught that we need to do this, and how do you get it? You think back then, way back then, before the whole buildings and cars and supermarkets, and you were out there as a Neanderthal, a caveman, whatever you, if you want, if you believe that theory, which there is living proof, you don't have to go that far. Look at the animals. What do they do to survive? That's an animal instinct. Think about it. If you need to eat, you have to search. You have to hunt. You have to scavenge. Right?
Yeah.
It's only animal. I hate the word human nature. I hate using it when it comes to stuff like that. That's an animal instinct. It is. It's an animal instinct. No matter how you put it, it is an animal instinct. It's in our nature to do that. Maybe that's why they're studying us from afar. They're afraid to get close to us. But yet, for some reason, we see objects in the sky flying around, and right away, we believe it's a UFO. We hate to study to a conclusion thinking, what was it? Let's try to examine it from afar and see exactly what it is. Now, don't get me wrong. The possibilities are endless, you know. I mean, and if the government doesn't want us to know the truth, they're afraid of the public, maybe a public panic that could endure into the if we were to discover that we're not alone in the universe, which I seriously think we're not. Honestly, I don't. I don't think we're alone. It's just like that famous famous line in, I forgot the name of the darn movie. If you know it, comment it on the bottom. Whereas if there's a lot of space, if we're the only ones, and it would be pretty lonely. It's the truth. You know? I mean, we don't know what's out there. We've never tried going out there. It's crazy. It makes you think. It expands your mind, you know. Trying to be a part of something even bigger, you know. Trying to understand what's going around us, you know. But I say, for me, you know, if we're not alone, and you know, hey, bring it on, man. I'm ready to face the truth. Tell me the truth, no matter how uncomfortable it may be. Bring it to the public. Bring it to the public. Don't be afraid to show us what's going on. We need to know. We're all living on this big fucking rock, man. Huge fucking rock. And you taking away the truth from us? Us trying to figure out what the hell? You know, the grand question a lot of us ask in a young age is, why are we here? Are we test tube dummies? Are we crash dummies? Are we test tube babies? I mean, think about it. We tell tall stories. A lot of people say, oh, the pyramids in Egypt were built by aliens. Really? So you're saying the human race is so stupid we couldn't figure it out ourselves? Well, I don't understand that. Down in Mexico, further south of us, downwards, the Mayans, you know, the Incas and all these guys, they built these huge pyramids. Is it, well, the aliens showed them how to do it? What do you mean? Are you saying we're that fucking stupid that we can't figure it out on our own? Goes back to the Demolition Man theory about the three shells on the wall when you go to the restroom. Was there an alien that showed him that we can save paper and use fucking seashells? Are you serious? And it really brings to mind about these computers that we have, how you're listening to this podcast, how cars are slowly being erased to save ores on the earth and use electricity, which is that's the same shit because you're still using ores from the earth, you know? I mean, did aliens teach us this? I mean, think about it. 1,000 years from now, the next century that comes around, you know, they're going to look back back in the 1900s or the 2000s, the late 1900s, where we finally discovered computers can be adjusted and help the human person to learn more about what roams around them or their history or make their jobs easier. Do you think themselves are going to say, oh, aliens came down and they showed them? Name me one experience or one thing that has happened recently that an alien or a person from a different planet came down and we use that technology now. Can you name me one in your lifetime? Nah, you can't. Why? There was always, it was a human being that came up with the thought. It's called imagination. If you imagine it and you try to structure it and you think you can do it, well, there you go. It's done. I mean, really, do you really honestly think? Honestly, you think, like I said, radio itself signals through what we have now is the capability of speaking to people over and beyond seas, miles and miles around the world through a simple cell phone was brought to us by aliens?
Well, the government had it first. So the aliens must have given them the technology to do it.
Wow. We're that fucking stupid that we can't make something up like that. I mean, back in the 1800s, natives of North America, I like to call them natives. I don't like using the Native Americans. I like using the natives of this northern country. Their form of text was smoke signals. And they learned how to read that.
Smoke signals.
We learned. They learned how to read that, to communicate with each other from distances and relayed messages all the way through. Yeah. That was their form of internet back in the day. That's how they spoke to each other. I'm not a history buff. I'm not a person that goes in and reads a lot of history. I don't. So don't quote me in everything I'm saying about the smoke signal thing. But if we've learned anything through time, through going to school and being what we taught, that's what we were taught. Natives,
the way they spoke to each other
was by smoke signals. That is some crazy shit. Was that taught to them by the aliens? No. It wasn't. It wasn't taught to them by the aliens. They learned that on their own. But the whole alien business itself to me is a smokescreen to bigger things that are happening that they don't want us to see, that they want us to look away, look the other way. It might be. I might be wrong. Shit. I hope I am. I hope I'm wrong. I hope this is all something real that we have to learn in a matter of time before we welcome these new high power. And he said, that's another thing. Why are we complaining those high powerful beings? He said, that's the thing, man. We should treat them as equals. I would think they would treat us like equals. But like I said, the human race is all about dominance. It is. It's about dominance, being in control at every aspect of our lives. We need to be in control of the situation. We need to be in control of our lives. Change. People are afraid of fucking change. It's the truth. It's the truth. And these are my opinions, guys. This is how I feel. Maybe you feel the same way. Maybe you feel different. Go ahead and comment, man. Send your comments to under the Spotify comments. Throw it out there. Tell me what you think. Email me. I'd love to hear from you. But anyways, a smokescreen from the government. Do you believe that? Or are you just one of the regular old Joes that believes atheists told to them? You believe everything that's said to you? Are we still children? Do we still believe in the tooth fairy? Do you? Do you believe in Santa Claus? One little man coming down the chimney and giving you gifts? Do you believe in that? You believe in Cupid shooting you with his love bow arrows so you can fall in love? Do you believe in leprechauns? Shit. I don't know, man. Growing up, we were taught to have an imagination. At a young age, we had to have an imagination. You know? It would entertain ourselves. Our parents would give us smoke screens growing up. And go, that's not true. Yeah, it is true. It is true. You don't remember it. It's in our brain. We don't remember. Here, think about this. Do you know when we're inside the womb as a fetus, as a baby, barely growing into a baby, inside we are in some sort of water acid that we breathe. That's some crazy shit, right? Now, human nature, to us, we can still breathe that acid, that some sort of acid that keeps us alive. But yet we don't know, or we don't even remember how to use it. Oh, it's there. We can be taught again. So what are you trying to say, Drago? We can breathe underwater? You know what? Maybe. Maybe we can. We just don't know how to. We need to be taught. You ever seen the movie Abyss? Go back and look at that movie. They're so far down depths of sea. I don't know how many leagues. And they have to go out and repair something. They have to do something under the water. And the pressure's too strong. It'll burst. It'll pop. Make us pop. The weight itself. Because we're not at one with the water. It's too much weight on us. Being a fetus inside a woman, a tiny bean, the structure of all that acid or weight of water that's around, why don't we burst in there? Well, we don't. Why? Mama takes care of us, gives the nutrients that we need to grow bigger, grow stronger. And then when we're a little bit too big in that fetus, we got to get the fuck out. In that womb, we got to get the fuck out ASAP. And we pop out, and the first thing the doctor does is stick the finger down the poor child's throat, knocks out that mucus that's in there, and that's when the baby takes his first breath. Air. How do we learn to breathe it as soon as we come out? That's a mystery, isn't it?
Oh, aliens taught us how to do that.
Right. It's human nature, man. It's the animal instinct in us. Aliens didn't show us that shit. We learned that on our own. What, did aliens show you how to fucking drive? No, you were taught by an alien? No, by your elders. The aliens teach you how to speak? No. Your elders showed you how to speak. It's the truth. It's been like that since the dawn of time. The way you want to believe it, through the gospel or through evolution. Whatever you believe. Ain't no fucking alien came down and showed us shit. We learned that on our own. And if they did, then bosh, god, golly, slap me silly and call me Susie. Fucking A. I was wrong. But it's the truth. It's the God honest truth. We don't know. We never know. Until the day we die, we'll never know. So do I, when I die, am I reprogramming? Do I come back? Or do I live in an abyss of darkness? Or do the aliens take me? Or do I go to good old heaven or to hell? In this case right now, you guys are saying, you will fucking go to hell, dragon. You go to hell. You're probably right, buddy. And don't worry. I have a nice seat for you when you come down and visit me. Either way. But the next topic I'm going to get into slowly and surely are the whistleblowers. And these are my favorite. The whistleblowers. the real heroes in this storyline, the whistleblowers, man. And let's go ahead and start. Let's get into whistleblowing this podcast station of identification. Here we go, guys.
You're listening to Spittin' Fire with Drago 75, where we take on the hottest topics and current events with no filter. Get ready for some real talk and unfiltered opinions. Adult language is advised, so buckle up. And remember, mama never needs to know.
That's a whistleblower. You need to make sure you tell your brothers and sisters when your mom's coming down with the belt. I hate the fact when, see, you remember when you used to whoop my ass? I never did that. I never did that. The aliens did. Blame the aliens. But let me go into this. The whistleblowers, man. Now let's talk about these brave souls, man, who have come forward to shed light on the UFO cover-ups, man. It, you know, these whistleblowers have risked everything to expose the truth. And you know this, and I know this, man. You know, and we need to listen to what they say. You know, their testimonies, their experiences. But at the same time, are they credible? I mean, we've had outrageous stories where people have been abducted. People were taken, studied on. They were, for some reason, aliens are really into probing. It's the truth. You know? But why is it every single time, you know, these people have seen things the most of us can't even begin to imagine, you know, and they're putting their lives out there in the line to share their stories. Well, you know, we need to support them, you know, to amplify their voices so they can get heard. Because the truth is out there. I'm not going to lie to you. It's time for us to finally find it. You know? It's true. Because, I mean, they've spoken of experiences that they've been abducted. They've been taken to a spaceship or some sort of laboratory. And the reason I'm talking like this, because you know what I'm talking about, you Caucasians. You'll help people. I was picked up. I was driving home from work. They picked me up. Something came out of light, a shimmering light from the sky, and shook me like a dog. Oh, sorry, wrong movie. And it shot, shooting lasers from his eyes. No, it shook me, took me into a laboratory, put me on a table, and they were just looking at me, and I was questioning, I was yelling, trying to have contact, but I looked into their eyes, and they spoke to me. They spoke to me. And they told me, don't worry. You're going to be all right. We just want to see what makes you tick. And they shoved a rod up my ass. Boy, did I tick on that table. Are you serious? There's only one race that's been picked up by so many damn UFOs, dude. The Caucasian race. Now, if you're a brother, you're Hispanic, Latino, Asian, every other race besides Caucasian, why is it they get picked up first? Do you notice that? Does that make them more special than us? Well, no. Or make them more interesting because they're more of a vile threat? I don't know. That's just me spitting fire. That's just me talking out of my ass. But I'm telling you my honest opinion. Think about it. Think about it. Those of you seen reports, you go to Netflix, Hulu, all these great apps that have conspiracy theories about being UFOs, being hidden, and people that have been inducted. And then they fight over each other because they believe their abduction is way better than theirs. Kind of makes you think a little bit, right? If you got both abducted, that's pretty crazy. But you trying to take credit and get more money out of their story because you got, that's kind of fucking stupid. I know if I got abducted, I wouldn't say shit. I wouldn't talk about it. I'd stay quiet and keep that in mind. Because if one thing, if something so traumatic happens in your life, and I'm not counting it out or gaslighting anybody that's been in a hateful crime or anything that's been happening to them, but you know, not to say this is worse because it's not, but if something like being abducted by a extraterrestrial, UFO, whatever you want to call it, the lizard people, I don't know what the fuck you want to call it, fucking be, the final battle. If you don't know what that is, look it up. I wouldn't say a damn thing. Oh, well, you need to talk about it. Yeah, I'll talk about it when I'm ready. I'm not going to talk about it just to make easy money. This is something traumatic that happened to me. You know? You think I want to talk about me getting fucking probed? Do you think I'm going to talk about you? Oh, I spoke to a being from another planet, and he told me some things and this and that and blah, 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 blah. Mm-mm. No. I wouldn't. Now, what if this extraterrestrial gives you a plan to cure cancer, to cure AIDS, to cure Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's? You wouldn't share it? Yeah, I would share it. I would share it and document what happened, how I learned how to do it. I wouldn't take ownership of it. If I had found the cure for all those diseases I just mentioned, I wouldn't take the credit for it. I would have told you. I know what to do. This is how you do it. Because the alien showed me.
You're fucking crazy. You're fucking Nazi.
They would dismiss me left and right. Yet I have the cure. But they would dismiss me. Probably get picked up by the government. Never see me again. Disappear in plain light. What happened to Drago? I don't know. Something about going on vacation and he decided just to stop doing podcasting. So, yeah, I'm done. Well, they got to find out what he's doing now. Well, we don't know. He disappeared from the face of the earth. Oh, people, I got picked up by the government. They're hiding me. I got too much information. I'm probably stashed away in the back of Lincoln's head in the Mount Rushmore. You didn't hear about that, did you? Read your study and read your history books. Yeah. They have him in Ground Zero in Area 51. He's playing poker with Elvis, Tupac, and among other stars that Michael Jackson, among the stars that are unknown. They were all aliens. Now he's part of the bunch. Yeah. Why only one race of people getting abducted by this damn fucking extraterrestrial thing? Are they more interesting? Or all in all, it's just the government trying to cover up something. Something bigger. Something that so huge there will be an uproar, a catastrophe, a panic coming from left and right, and we don't know what to do. But we don't know what to do. The government has no idea. We don't have to go that far back. Just 5 years ago, we faced COVID. We knew nothing what to do. The government was telling us, hey, you need to do this, you need to do this. They were on top of it. They knew what they were talking about. But yet some people, very few, not all, some people ignored the fact of that and didn't follow. And some got very ill. Some had health complications. Some lost taste of the how what to smell, what to taste. Yeah. They were telling you right there what to do, what not to do. It was right there. But we refused to do it.
Why? Because you can't tell me what to do. The government doesn't tell me what to do.
Oh, but the government says, ladies and gentlemen, there is aliens in the sky. Be here. Oh, my God. What do we do? The government will help us. Why are we like this? I'll never understand that. But all in all, do you trust the government? Do you trust government officials' narrative on the UFOs? Or do you think they're just more stories? You know? I don't understand that. I mean, it's something that us in a lifetime, I'm halfway out the door already in this lifetime. I'm halfway there already. I'm almost gone. My time is almost up. Am I ever going to know the truth? Nah. Mm-mm. Never going to come out. The smokescreen about the whole thing that there's lights that were in the sky in early the late 2024 of this past year. People were going ape shit. Oh, there's lights in the sky. Oh, shit. It's the aliens. There's something big is coming. Why now? Why now? Is it another smoke screen? I don't know. Is another war coming? I don't know. I don't know. I had the answer to that. I'll let you know right now. But eventually you probably walk out after this podcast. Oh, that guy's a fraud. He's a dumb fuck. He doesn't know what he was talking about. Yeah. But they were my opinions, not yours. It's the truth. I have the right to speak my opinions. I have the right to believe what I want to believe. Sure. I'll be the bad guy in the Chicken Little story. The sky is falling. Yeah, sure, whatever. Whatever you say. Show me proof. Seeing is believing. It's the truth. There's a lot of people like that. Seeing is believing. Until I see it, then it's true. Don't get me started on religion. Ooh. Oh, man. My seat's getting hot. Don't start me on religion. Don't take me there. So I could poke so many holes in that. Do not get me started on that because it'll go south fast. Guys, let me leave you with this note, guys. Okay? Let me tell you this. If UFOs are real, the government is covering it up. The truth is out there, guys. It's time for us to take action and demand answers. You know? Don't just sit back and accept all the official narratives. Dig deeper. Question everything. Be prepared to face the outcome, though. Be prepared to face the truth. Because when it comes to UFOs, the only thing we have to fear is government fear of the truth. Don't forget that. If you're not afraid to face the facts and what's going on in this world, and they're using UFOs to cover it up, well, they all humans will believe anything. You're damn right we are. We'll believe anything. Unless we see with our own eyes, then we start believing it. Very few of us, like I said, 5 years ago, with the whole COVID virus thing going around, we're pointing fingers at whose fault was it, who did it, why are we going through this? Instead of pointing fingers, we should have been figuring out what the fuck we need to do. But we're too busy pointing at Democrats. We're too busy pointing at Republicans. We're too busy pointing at China. You know? Get over it. Fix the problem. Get it done. I don't want to lose any of my loved ones over something so stupid. If something happened, tell the truth. If there are UFOs out there, tell the fucking truth and just let us know. Let us handle it. All right? Just like you told us Santa Claus wasn't real at a certain age, we coped with it. We cried a little bit. But we coped with it and we came out all right. It's just a small fib. It's okay. Don't worry about it. So like the government said, okay, guys, there's no UFOs. I'm sorry. It was just a cover-up. But those of you that are getting Social Security, the age limit went up. You have to be 70 to get Social Security now. What the fuck? Am I going to live that long? Hey, man, my point is if Jimmy Carter could do it, I think anybody can do it. Literally. 100 years? Are you kidding me? God bless you, Jimmy. God bless you. 100 years of seeing so much done. This is crazy. I'm pretty sure Jimmy saw a UFO himself. One or two to live that long, maybe they gave him the secret of life. He says, you know what? I'm never going to share it. I'm not going to share the secrets of living 100 years. Why? Because nobody would have believed me. He probably wasn't going to take credit for it. We'll never know, guys. Guys, this concludes our episode for this week of Spitting Fire with Drago 75. That's it for today, guys. Remember, the truth is out there, and we're going to find out no matter what. You know, either we go kicking and crying to the government that we need to know, we're going to find out eventually. You know, so if you're out there with your buddies, keep the topic going, talking about this. And if you're out there and somebody goes, man, you know what the fuck you're talking about? And they're getting upset.
Like I said, you, my friend, are spitting fire. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Spitting Fire with Drago 75. We hope you enjoyed our no-holds-barred take on the latest events and social media buzz. Remember, this podcast is all about keeping it real and speaking your mind. So don't forget to share your thoughts and keep the conversation going. If you liked what you heard, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review us. Join us next time as we dive back into the flames of what's hot and happening. Until then, stay bold, stay informed, and keep spitting fire.